Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Time now for another One Act of Kindness with our friends at One Insurance. And today we are chatting to Anka. She is the mother of a special little boy approaching his 12th birthday called Duncan. Anka, first of all, welcome to Hot Cares. And perhaps for starters, tell us about Duncan and the journey he's been on.
Thank you so much for having us. Duncan was diagnosed with Duchenne's in 2021. He was 7 years old when he got diagnosed. We realized this because he was falling quite frequently, and the teachers addressed that, you know, he was getting quite hurt. His knees would be, you know, shaved, the skin would be off, and the bridges of his feet would be also bleeding constantly. So I took him to our house doctor, and she suspected he got Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, and I didn't even know what it was at that point. And I phoned my husband and I said to him, you know, they think he's got Duchenne's. I mean, I'm on my way to the pediatrician now. So he says, okay, well, you know, let me know what they say. And then we got there and I sat in the room, and as he was explaining all of this to me, the feeling was actually indescribable. I can't even explain the feeling that was going through me. And he was sitting there with, you know, big eyes and, you know, wondering what was going to happen next. Since then, he was walking until about last year, walking difficultly. He was playing cricket. They were very accommodating with him, of course. Last year, as he was walking from one class to another, he had a fall. Didn't break his ankle, but he fractured it. So he was in a cast for about 2 weeks, and then the muscles from his thigh went quite stiff, and it's been difficult for us to get those muscles to loosen again. So he's been in a wheelchair since then.
I mean, obviously, my understanding of muscular dystrophy is that obviously the muscles just weaken and waste away. And like you said, he's gone from a little boy running around to now he is in a wheelchair and he needs support to function. And how are you guys holding up?
It's very overwhelming at times, but we have an awesome support group. We've got Colin and Mina and all of our doctors that we can phone at any time. And then, of course, my husband and my two daughters, you know, we work together all the time to just support each other and to support Duncan.
And obviously that support network is critical with what you and Duncan are going through. A lot of Hot 102.7 listeners have let us know about Duncan's situation. And from what we understand, Duncan pretty much needs help to walk, to bath, to get in and out of bed. He can't really do anything unassisted. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
And as an 11-year-old boy, I mean, sadly, he's pretty much bedridden. Does he understand what's actually happening to him at the moment? It must be a very difficult thing for a child to comprehend.
It is very difficult, but he's very different from other boys. He doesn't question anything. He's accepted it. So we've explained to him, you know, what's happening now. I obviously haven't explained to him what's still to come as he gets older, because I'm trying to protect him from that. I don't want to scare him now as a almost 12-year-old boy. It's difficult for him. They asked him the other day, you know, if you could say anything to another little boy who's just been diagnosed with Duchenne's, what would it be? And he said, run while you can, play outside while you can. And that actually kind of broke my heart.
Anka, the nature of muscular dystrophy means that breathing will become more difficult as time goes on. That must be one of the most worrying things for any parent on earth, to worry about their child being able to breathe.
Yes. That is my biggest concern. You know, him not being able to walk, I can still accept that because I'm there to help him all the time, but I can't put air into his lungs for him. If I could, I would, but that's unfortunately something I can't do. I can carry him from one place to another. He's still quite heavy, but it's still doable. But when it comes to the more severe things, it's very concerning, yes.
Obviously, Duncan needs a lot of intervention and help, Anka, but we get the sense that a breathing aid, a breathing machine, it sounds like it's the most critical and important right now.
Yes. His doctor, I spoke to him, he went to his doctor last year, November, so he phoned me the other day because we had to do more blood tests and so on. So he said the sleep study showed that he is still in a safe range, but he doesn't know what's going to happen with the next consultation, with his next sleep study, because he says during the night he can see that Duncan's breathing goes a little bit lower than normal. but not at a stage where he can stop breathing, but it will get to that stage eventually.
Well, look, here at Hot Cares with Hot 1027, our listeners are the most generous people in the world, and we also have the best partners in the world, and One Insurance is one of those partners. So we told them a little bit about Duncan's story, and they jumped at the chance to cover the full costs of a CPAP sleep apnea machine to help Duncan breathe easier and also to give you a little bit of peace of mind as you carry on this journey.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I can't believe that. That's really amazing.
We checked out the T's and C's, and we worked out the best one for Duncan comes at 15,000 Rand, and it's all taken care of.
Oh, I cannot thank you enough. I don't even know what to say. It's very relieving.
Anka, we understand that obviously Duncan's not able to play sport and get around anymore, but he does like his gaming, is it right?
Yeah, he loves gaming and he loves chess. He loves to play chess. It's actually kind of weird for a 12-year-old boy, but he's quite good at chess. But yes, gaming, Fortnite and Call of Duty and all of those things, he absolutely loves it.
We're going to be getting Duncan a Meta Quest 3S virtual reality headset designed for compatibility with his Xbox, so something special for him as well as he approaches his 12th birthday.
Oh, he's going to freak out. He's going to love it.
And these virtual reality headsets are quite cool if you try them out. You can visit the Eiffel Tower, you can go to the pyramids, you can go under the sea and swim with sharks and dolphins. So even if Duncan doesn't have the luxury and of leaving his bed, he can still experience a part of the world in his own special way.
Yes. Oh my word, he's going to freak out. He's going to love that so much. Oh, thank you so much. I will never be able to thank you guys enough. Thank you so, so much.
No problem, Anke. Please just give Duncan a massive hug on his 12th birthday from everybody at Hot 1027 and Hot Cares here.
I will definitely do that. I will definitely do that.
All the best. Wishing you luck.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.